Luca, een nummer van Suzanne. Applaus, terecht, ja. Luca, een nummer van Suzanne Vega, hier in de uitvoering van de Bostonse band The Lemonheads. Ik loop even naar zanger-gitarist Evan Dendel. Evan, Thelonious Monster en Living Color did both a cover of a Tracy Chapman song. Now you do a cover of a Suzanne Vega song. Why is that?
It was a rank adulation of the bands you just mentioned. No, we never listened to either of those bands, so that's the first we've ever heard of it.
Okay. Do you like that wave of female songwriters then?
Yeah, I'm all in favor of it. In fact, let me just think of some of our favorite ones. Well, I can't think of any right now, but we love them all.
Love them all, okay. In all the reviews I read of the Lemonheads records, it's all said they sound like early Huskadoo, early Replacements. Isn't that annoying you?
Oh, we're all in favor of it. In fact, we slavishly imitated the sound of those bands because we're not interested in being original at all. We just want to be as derivative as possible.
So what do you do now that Huskadoo stopped? You don't have any example to follow anymore.
Oh, there's a few other Minneapolis bands I think that we might try to mimic as note for note as possible. Or we might move down to the Chicago area and do Naked Ray Gun. Also, we're trying to do a Gore tribute act right now.
What's that?
The well-known Dutch band Gore. We're trying to do a tribute act to them right now. Except it's going to be called Severed Head.
Very funny. Okay, you're on tour now with Bullet La Volta. Are you trying to imitate them as well?
Yes, in fact, I once played with Bullet La Volta. I used to play guitar for that band in order to learn all their licks, in order so that I could copy as much of their style to bring to our band and therefore get as many of their original ideas because we have none of our own.
And their original ideas have come out on a new album of the Lemonheads now?
The Lemonheads? Oh, we just stitched together whatever we could find, some remakes and some covers, and we just did some very clever editing to make it sound like we're a real project, a real band, but it's a complete fraud. Let me just tell your listening audience, thank God no Americans are listening except those in the armed services.
Okay, well, you're going to do a song from that new album, isn't that right?
Yes, this is called Mallow Cup, and it's named after a well-known American candy because we could not think of a song title ourselves.
Okay, go ahead then.